Here in this country, advocates for affordable housing are facing an onslaught that few saw coming. Real estate companies that invested in affordable homes as part of a government program are now looking to cash in. An investigation by member station WBUR finds these companies are trying to squeeze big profits out of those properties. Lawmakers say these investors are subverting Congress's intent for the program, and they're looking for ways to stop them. WBUR's Beth Healy reports.
Charles Clark walks through Boston's South End, passing by multi-million-dollar condos.
This is ours. And look how good we keep this building. This is why we're so proud.
It's a historic brownstone, one of many low-income buildings managed by a nonprofit called Tenants Development Corporation, or TDC. Clark landed one of these apartments back when he was a young musician, just starting out. Now he's president of the group's tenant-run board.
This will be my 40th year living it. TDC. A little bit of everybody lives in the South End. That's what makes it so unique.
But now TDC is in a pitched legal battle to hold on to these homes. The Denver investment firm Alden Torch Financial is trying to control the future of 36 buildings where the nonprofit's tenants live. It's a fight playing out in cities from Boston and New York to Miami and Seattle. Here's the history. Clark and his neighbors benefited from a program Congress designed to attract investors, like big banks, to help build or renovate low-income housing. The investors would partner with nonprofits in exchange for tax breaks called low-income housing tax credits.
After 15 years, a nonprofit typically gets the rights to the property back from the bank. And this is where the big problem now starts.
That's U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon who's chair of the Senate Finance Committee. He and housing specialists across the country say the system worked well for decades. The investor got 15 years of tax breaks, and the nonprofit, like TDC, would generally get to buy out the partnership at a low price and own the property. But a new breed of investors is changing the game.
Most recently, private equity firms, they're attracted to rising property values, swoop in, buy out the bank's limited partners, and then squeeze the hell out of a bunch of loopholes, tax loopholes, to extract all the gains in property value.
Lawsuits in multiple states show Alden Torch and others, like Wall Street giant AIG, American International Group, challenging the rights of nonprofits to take title to these properties. They're demanding cash payouts, waging costly court battles, and sometimes forcing the sale of low-income housing. In Boston, court records show Alden Torch told TDC to sell 36 of its buildings, then did a U-turn when it realized that triggered TDC's right to acquire them. Now it's suing to prevent TDC from buying the properties and alleging the nonprofit must have Alden Torch's consent to move forward. Charles Clark, the TDC board president, says it's painful for the group to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal bills instead of on programs for residents.
You know, greed is all around us, but we're not going to let that greed destroy what we worked so hard to build all these years.
There are some legal protections for the tenants. Even if a new owner took over the buildings, they'd have to stay affordable for at least 15 more years. But after that, things could change. Alden Torch executives declined to comment for this story. In a letter, the company says it's trying to maintain the status quo at the South End apartments, but it also claims investors have a right to benefit from the appreciation of property. Senator Wyden says that's just
a complete fabrication. It was Congress's intent that vulnerable people benefit, not private equity. How they've been able to twist this piece of legislation to say that it was somehow the intent of the Congress to cut a sweetheart arrangement for private equity? No way. Period. Full stop.
Wyden says he's working on legislation called the DASH Act, or Decent, Affordable, Safe Housing for All, that would include language to clarify the law and head off these disputes. In the meantime, there's no federal oversight of these imploding partnerships, even for an IRS program funded by $8 billion a year in taxpayer money. When these cases land in court, judges are serving up a slew of conflicting opinions. That's got housing officials in a handful of states raising red flags. Here's Sheila Dillon, Boston's housing chief.
The idea that limited partners are trying to, you know, force sales and make these properties no longer affordable is pretty despicable. Preserving all of our affordable housing in Boston is very important, but it's especially important in neighborhoods such as the South End, where property values have risen and there has been a significant amount of displacement.
New York's attorney general has weighed in on behalf of a Brooklyn housing group battling AIG, which declined to comment for this story. And Washington State's housing agency has launched new rules to crack down on what it calls investor schemes that do not serve the public. Alden Torch's response, it sued the agency and its commissioners. For Here and Now, I'm Beth Healy.